thinks, well, we got them old pigs at home, but Brother Ward just didn't say this, did that. He'd take a pig, you know. Mm-hmm. Larry wanted the run of the pen. He got the least one in the bunch, the little runt. Brother laughed, and he told him, he said, I'm going to give you two if you're going to take that runt. Says it'll take another to make up for that runt. But he brought that runt on home. And he was going to raise it, you know. I didn't think he'd ever raise it because it was such a runt. And he named that pig Ethel, after his wife.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, I'm telling you. I said, the Ethel's going to kill you, too. Yeah, this Ward's going to kill you. But I'm telling you, I never did let them bring none of that in the house, you know, where I had them. They had it at the barn and at the pen. And that pig grew up to be one of the finest pigs you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
Yes, and when it came time to kill it, it was just getting so big, so we just couldn't keep it any longer, you know. And it was a male pig, you know. And we knew it never could have any more pigs. We were going to have to do something other way that sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
We told Larry we was going to have to kill that pig. He began crying. Uh-huh. He didn't want to kill that pig. That was his pet pig, and he didn't want to kill it. I laughed till I heard, I'm telling you. That'd be told Brother that you're going to have to come do something other. Said, I tell you, you're going to have to talk this boy into killing that pig. Says he just fell in love with Ethel, so he can't kill. I'm telling you, those two really did have to talk to Larry and talk really sweet and kind, butter him up to get him to be willing to let that pig be killed.
And so he finally was.
So he finally let the pig be killed.
Oh, I bet that broke his heart, though, really.
No, after we talked to him and they talked to him and all, we finally settled him down to where he didn't mind it.
Well, like living on a farm, wouldn't you get real attached to some of the animals?
Oh, yes. As I said, my children went off crying many a time when they had lost, maybe have to go to school, lose a calf or something like that, or a cow. Experience that I had when we had all the cattle here, we were raising cattle, you know, for the market.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest son was raising cattle here in the pastures to help him to go to school. And we had one cow that was, she really did give a lot of milk, and we raised calves from her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We never did sell any of the calves, just keep raising calves from her, you know. Well, she was,
she was what?
She was calving, and so she was having a hard time birthing that calf. It was her first calf. And she couldn't have Kay. So he came to the house. He had found her down in the pasture and came to the house. And he told me, he says, you're going to have to come with me and help me with that cow, birth that cow. I said, go get the vet. He said, I don't have time. We got to go right now. I don't know how long she'd been down there, you know, down in the pasture down there. And I went with him. I never will forget it. I went with him. And when I got down there, I'm telling you the truth, I just couldn't take that cow. I suffered. I told him, I said, if I had a gun, I'd shoot her. I said, I'd shoot her and just get her on out of her misery, you know. And then after the calf was born, we had to take the calf. And after the calf was born, you know, you have to get them up on their feet for some reason or another. You have to get them up on their feet. I don't know much about this doctor and animals. I know how to doctor young ones. But not animals. But we worked about an hour down there, I guess, more or less, with her, you know, and taking this calf.
Mm-hmm.
And she was lying there, just exhausted, you know what I mean? And then he made that cow get up on her feet. I got to kill him, Dennis.
I bet you mad.
He said, well, now, honey, he said it was for her own good. I just, how could it be for her own good? Making that poor old darn farmer get up. Now that's how much Dr. knew about the cows. he was a veterinarian when it comes to taking care of all the animals around him.